Welcome to the show. Can I ride with y'all?
Yo. Hit the buttons. He don't know how to act.
Bang, 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 bang.
Okay, you're done. You're done.
Bang, bang.
You hit the button one time.
I'm so excited, though.
We're so excited to be back because we love y'all. The vibes are immaculate every time we hop up here, man.
Bang.
Listen, we feeling good. Guess what? It's summertime. The vibes are high. The vibes are immaculate. And we get to talk to you again, have the opportunity to do this again. So, that people are saying, what y'all talking about? What you getting into? We see your brother Eli back on. He's a new host. What we doing? Oh, my God.
Bang!
You're banned from the button.
I got about two more button pushes in me.
Okay, we'll spread them out. Anyways, we like to bring y'all relatable content, of course. And what we got today? We're talking about things we all do but never admit. So that list can go anywhere, but we broke it into categories. We got social media related, we got personal life related, we got some relationship related, and we got some real and deep ones. I think we can start with the social media. You know, most people are on there. You know what? Let's start with the controversy. Let's just jump right to it. Search for their ex on social media.
Ooh, things we all do, but
Have you ever done that?
Have I ever? Of course. Of course.
Okay.
Do I honest. Do I actively do that? No.
No, we can't do that.
I'm gonna be real. I don't wanna say I couldn't care any less, but I just don't care like at all.
Yeah.
About what they're doing. Like if they're doing good, and you know how social media is nowadays, it's like all suggested accounts, all like mutual accounts. So if I see it, it's like, oh, like happy for them, but I'm not like actively who is she with?
Yeah.
What is she doing? Like good for you.
It's too much work, it's too draining.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done it before. I think we all have. But it's, like you said, it's not active. It's like, I just got bored one day, and I'm like, I wonder how that person's doing. And you do, like, a quick check. But I'm not doing, like, the whole
FBI. Can I venture off real quick? Because now you just put something in my head. You just put something in my head.
Go for it.
I actually found out, like, not found out I knew this, but it came to my attention that I still follow some of your exes.
Some.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Because I'm just, if you go on my following, I don't unfollow people. God. So if I follow you once, I'm not going to unfollow
you. Why you got to say some? Like, it's the list is.
Hey, that could be one. It could be 15. They're not going to know. The ones that know, know. But yesterday.
Let's just say one for this.
Yesterday,
case.
I was scrolling.
Oh, Lord.
And I, you know, I'm a serial liker. If I liked it, I'm just going to like it. You know me. I'm a serial liker. And I saw one of your exes and I liked the picture. And okay. I was like halfway down through the next one. I was like, what am I doing? Unlike, I didn't honestly, unfollow, but I'm not liking. Like, I'm not liking your stuff. You're not getting my notification. Sorry,
I'm just gonna take a guess because there's only one ex that I don't still follow, and I'm just gonna guess is that one because
I'm pretty sure it's
I probably would have saw because the other ones, you know, like we straight. Yeah, if you're still stalking your ex, stop doing that. Don't do that. It's wasting your time. Move on. I know you do this. I know you do
me.
Rewatching your own Instagram stories.
Bruh. All right.
We all do. Since
you put me on the spot, I'm just like very subconscious about like people's perception of me.
Fault.
Yes, because you
fault.
Said, before I can even answer, you already said I do it. So I'm just like, if I try to put myself in other people's shoes, if I was watching this story right now, what would I think? Mm. And then sometimes that changes hour to hour. And then sometimes I forget what I posted. So then I have to go back and watch the whole thing. And then I'm like, is this what I want to present to the world?
You know, it's funny you said that because number one, we all do it. There is no one that just posts and just disappears and never looks at it again. It just don't.
And then you said, if you do, you're lying.
You're lying. It's things that we all do but don't admit. Like you said, like I feel like we subconsciously like form opinions of what other people are thinking. Like, correct. Damn, did they look at this that way? And it's like, I don't even know why we do that.
I don't know.
Because most people look at it and want to keep it moving.
But I feel like, all right, especially Instagram stories, people post things to give off a perception. Mm-hmm. Whether they want to admit it or not, that's what they do. The trend now is like, oh, let's be like super aesthetic and let's form the plate this way so it like matches and we look good. And if you wanted people to know that you were eating whatever, let's just say cheesecake, you would just post a cheesecake and keep it moving.
You gotta get the table
exactly. You wanna show the cheesecake in the cheesecake's mm-hmm. best light. And you want to put a nice filter on the cheesecake, and then you want a nice song that's like gonna make it look cool, and then you want to make like
put work into that story.
Exactly. You put no one just snaps a pic and posts and then forgets about it. So that's just like that's just what it is.
Personally, I don't really do this. I don't think most men do this, but you never know. But posting a story just for one person to see.
I just don't care that much.
Yeah, that's just so petty.
I just don't care.
I could see people that do that. I will admit, I've posted a story for some people to see.
I will post a story to get a reaction from someone. Like, I will post a story knowing that it's going to get a reaction from someone or some people. Mm. I'm not posting it to do that. Like, it's like, okay, if I post that I'm here, I know that someone's going to say something about me being here.
Yeah.
I'm not posting that I'm here so they can say that.
Right.
I'm posting that I'm here because I want to post that I'm here.
You know what? I said it like it's like petty, but I just realized I have done that before. But it wasn't in a petty way.
Ooh.
It was I went to this Asian spot that I know this girl likes.
Oh,
and I was like, I'm going to get her attention. I got to get her attention. And there was no reason for me to, like, there was nothing aesthetic about it. I just wanted to show that I'm here.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that. I've just never done that.
I had to get her attention. And she swiped up.
You're such an idiot. Matter of fact, I think I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that. I need to think of something, and I'm like, I'm gonna post this to get someone's attention, and I'm gonna see if it works.
Ooh, I think a lot of people do this. Browsing people's social media accounts after meeting them.
Social media accounts?
Let's just say Instagram. So let's say you meet someone.
No.
Let's say I don't know. You, I can't say that, but let's say in my case, I go out and meet a girl. I go out, I meet a nice young lady, and I'm like, I'm kind of curious to see what Instagram. We exchange info, see what Instagram looks like. You don't really admit it. Like, I wouldn't go say like, "Yo, I saw you do this," but you just in your head, you just kind of like.
I just feel like I don't do that much.
I don't do it often, but
like, I don't think like I don't. What I do is I look at, and maybe this is just our generation. Like, so only we're going to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
I look at your follower ratio.
Like those people who have like, let's say 8,000 followers and they follow 56.
That pisses me off.
Yeah.
I don't, for real. That's a personal thing. I don't like that. But I just feel like if you follow 4,000 accounts.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like either you're too caught up with like celebrities and people you don't know, or you know all these people and they just don't like you or care enough to follow you back.
I think there's just like, I don't know. I think there's two ends to it. There's people who are chronically on social media where they follow all those accounts.
Correct.
Especially on TikTok. Like TikTok, there's people who just follow everybody.
To me, that's a red flag.
But it depends because some people use it as like, they don't even post their personal life. They're just on social media just to follow.
Correct. People. Correct.
But again, on the other end, the people who are full of themselves and always post their personal life and have 10K followers, but follow 56.
Yeah, those are.
And it's just like you see that and you're like, you just know they're not going to. I'm like, I'm not flag. Trying to be a fan.
Yeah, I don't got time for you.
I'm not trying to be a fan.
But then you have those few. You know, if you like this, where they have 20,000 followers and they follow 100, and you just check every now and then, and you just, am I still in that 100?
I'm still in it.
Hey. Just know, for those few, I appreciate y'all. That's one thing I do.
There's
check.
Actually one. I think she follows about 900, but she has like over 100K. And I'm still in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still in there.
There's like two I'm thinking of top of my head right now. It's like, damn, I'm in there.
You know what I really love though? This is gonna be probably for the boys, but when she has like 120 followers private.
Non-existent. They don't exist. Not in South Florida, they don't.
Oh, I love them. I love them.
They don't exist.
All right, so like I said, this is going to be broken up into categories. That was the social media. Let's get like some funny, lighthearted ones. Fake laughing when you've completely zoned out the conversation. So when even if it's not a fake laugh, it's like a damn, that's crazy.
Bro, I'm the
dog. Oh jeez. For real?
I am the king of damn, that's crazy. And jeez.
Jeez is my
gift. I might get jeez tattooed on me.
You know, I'm mad I'm putting this out because if I'm saying jeez while you're talking, exactly. You know. And in my head, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I really hope no one I say it to is watching this.
They're going
to
watch it.
I say geez so much. And if I ever say geez to you, I could not care any less about what you were talking about. If I say geez, like, I was just thinking about this today. People will say things to me sometimes. And this is not just to me, to anyone. Mm-hmm. That, like, you're just like, what do I say to that? That happens all the time to anyone. But then that's fine. That's just normal in conversation, like whatever. When you elaborate on those things and then you put me in a situation where I don't know 2 and 3 times in a row what to reply to you, you need to change the conversation or stop speaking to me.
There's some people who they can't stop.
They just don't know. And then, you know, you're an asshole if you're like, what do I say to that?
Yeah.
So you just have to like fake laugh and be like, ha ha, jeez. That's crazy.
For real?
Damn, that's tough. Oh, if you're telling me a sob story, that's tough. It's just gonna, between oof and that's tough. Oh my God, if I hit you with the oof. Oof. That's tough. Yeah.
Bro, like, that's crazy. I hate it because like in my head, I'm like, come on, just like push through a couple more seconds. You're almost out of it. And you're just waiting on like some type of cue. Like, say you're out somewhere and you're like waiting on like someone to like come and save you or just. And sometimes I just hit that meter where I'm just like, yo, my bad, I gotta go. Like, or it won't be said just like that, but like, I just say something to where it's like, I have to leave immediately.
The amount of times that I'd be telling people I have to pee, it's like, it's not even funny. I'm so
there's a situation. I realized it. Where we couldn't even get out of it. It was the old man last week.
Yes. Yo. Dog, and I tell you, I told them.
Oh my. All right, we're gonna say the story without details. All right, but basically we were somewhere where we could not get out in this situation. There was no exit. There was no exit in sight. And this old man.
Oh my gosh.
Sweet guy.
He's a very nice man.
But oh my God.
Yapping.
He just kept going.
Yeah, about nothing.
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 There was nowhere to go. There was no exit in sight.
Nowhere. Just could not leave the room. I was sitting right next to him. Kaz was to my right. When I tell you, I was like,
I heard you say geez.
I was like, my goodness, man, I don't care at all.
Oh my God.
So anyway, we got to a point where we could get up, we could leave, whatever. And then after, he starts talking again, and it's like, I'm trying not to be rude, but again, you just talked my head off for an hour. I'm out of the Jesus. I'm out of the damn, that's crazy. I'm out of the oofs. It's just like, bro, I have to pee. And when I tell you.
And you couldn't even go pee.
I couldn't go pee. I walked out of the room and I stood there. And I actually just took a phone call. I called one of my buddies just because I just wanted to. And that was that. Yeah.
But when it first started, we literally couldn't get up from where we were.
Correct.
We couldn't even use
it. So we just had to thug it out.
Oh, we had to. Bro, the whole time I was like, thank God Eli said it.
Dog, I got a doo-doo. I got a doo-doo, bro. Hey, Cash, save my seat. No, and when I get back.
You know what? I got a doo-doo, too.
Hey, bro. Yeah, so that's another thing. If I tell you I got to pee, I don't ever have to pee. I don't have to pee, bro.
Just yapping too much.
You just stop talking.
Thinking about a compliment someone gave you years ago. And, oh, my God. Oh my God. Girl, when you see this, change my life. Bro, freshman year college. This beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman. I was just sitting on a bench waiting for my class, and she just complimented my shoes. And I even have that shit on like that. Like, it was like regular. It was regular. It was nothing crazy. But she was gorgeous, bro. Never seen her before. And she came up and complimented my shoes. Man, I still think about that to this day.
I don't know if I've ever experienced that.
That's why it's rare. Like,
yeah,
it's rare.
I feel like the compliments I get are very like basic compliments. No one's ever made me like, I've never heard that.
Thinking before. About it years later.
Yeah.
But
so if you see this, I'm waiting to have my moment. Tell me something that in 10 years I'm gonna have a flashback. Like, damn, I've never heard that before. I really appreciate this person. But don't be weird.
Thank you.
That's why I said like things that are things we all do but never admit. Like, people don't really admit, like, oh, they're thinking about this compliment from 10 years ago. Let me know if you do this. So when you actually, like, actually try to sing for real when you're alone. So let's say you're in the shower. And I'm not talking about, like, shower singing. I'm talking about, like, testing out, man, can I really sing for real? There's no one around me.
Brother.
Do I actually have talent?
Brother, man, I do that whether I'm in front of people or by myself or in the shower or in the car. Every time I'm singing, I'm the best singer I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a test it out. Like, I know.
I mean, listen, like, not right now, but we do some karaoke. They know I can't sing.
Like, I'm gonna hop on the karaoke.
I'm gonna still sing, but they know I can't for real.
And I don't care what nobody tell me, because I'm gonna still be the best singer. You don't gotta tell me nothing.
Whew.
I'm gonna sing some Taylor Swift
or
some Neo or some Rihanna.
Mm.
And you know, there's nothing to talk about after that.
And guess what? It's going to be a performance, too. It's not just going to be singing.
Exactly.
It's going to be a performance.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, we're going to do this. Not today, but maybe next week we'll do this. We're going to do karaoke again. But I think we might do it. It might be a performance. It's not just going to be like, and it's not when we play the songs. It's going to be like actually
let's do
karaoke
it.
On the TV.
Let's do it.
Standing up, dancing, yeah. Moonwalking.
I'm going to get gliding. In my bag.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get in my bag for real.
Kev going to be in it too.
Oh, yeah. I like this a lot.
Let us know if y'all want to see that. Some karaoke.
I like this a lot.
Say less. I think some people definitely do this as well. Listening to sad music to purposely feel something. Now, maybe not all the time, but like you're just like, I just want to play something sad.
I'm going to be real. I like sad music when I'm not sad.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're not sad at all. You want to purposely feel sad.
Yeah, yeah. I like sad music when I'm not sad at all, actually.
Me too.
And when I am sad, I like the opposite of sad
music. I like gangsta music when exactly. I'm sad.
Exactly. Like, Marvin's Room specific. Like, that's the song that comes to mind.
I was going
to
ask you, what would be your song?
If I'm sad?
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't, like...
It would be Marvin's Room?
It would be Future.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Not if you're sad. If life is great and you just feel like feeling sad.
Dang, what's the name of this song, bruh? The I Don't Want You Back song. You know what I'm talking about?
You got to hum it out for dude, Gary.
I don't want you back.
Fuck it.
Yeah. It would be that song.
Okay.
It would be that song. The first time I got cheated on, I played that song and I was crying my heart out, and I was really feeling it. And now I listen to the song when I'm having like a good day,
a great day. Okay, I'm with that.
Yeah,
honestly, I could be in the car smiling, sun is out, and I'll be like, you know what, let me play Get Out by JoJo.
Okay,
you know that song?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I'm just like, JoJo, put me in my feelings right
yes.
now. Life is, I have nothing to complain about, but I just want to purposely feel sad right now, and I'm gonna belt it.
Or sometimes I'll like, sometimes again, like you said, like when we randomly just think about old flings or old women, like sometimes like a Marvin's Room, like I'll just think about a time when I felt like that when I'm not even feeling like that right now.
Cups of that rose.
Yeah, like. Bitches in my old phone. Mm. I should call one and go home.
Mm. But then I could be super sad and go listen to like Throwaway by Future.
Yeah, Throwaway. I get in my bag. I get in my bag for real.
I think I do this more than you, but lie about being busy just to stay home and do nothing.
Oh my goodness. Okay. You think you do that more than me?
I think I do that more than you.
Brother.
I like my home.
It's weird. My days are very weird. So like sometimes I'm either really busy or it's like I have nothing to do at all. Mm-hmm. Usually more busy than others. So on the days I have nothing to do at all, since I'm usually busy, mm-hmm. I can say I'm busy and I feel like people won't bat an eye because
they're used to you being
they're
busy.
Used to me being busy.
Same here.
They're used to me always having stuff going on.
But the
on.
Problem is I'll be abusing that shit.
Exactly. Like if you start to abuse it and you have things going on every single day and you keep pushing things back, people are like, yo, you're not that busy because I see you doing all these other things. And I, well, yeah, well, those were my prior commitments. You have a prior commitment every single, like, yes,
yes,
I do, yes, actually.
Yes. Bro, the thing is, it's actually pretty rare that I'm like, I want to go outside and do this. It's always people hitting me up.
100%.
And I cannot say yes to every single event. 100%. I can't. Bro, every day, especially where we live, there's just always an activity going on.
I feel like only a select few people feel our pain when it comes to that.
Yes.
And it's like...
Like, especially what we do, there's a territory it comes with. But I cannot be at every event.
And then what happens is they get mad. They get mad when you don't go to whatever it is they asked you to do, but they see you still doing other things.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, you'll go to the bar with so-and-so, or you'll go to dinner with so-and-so, or you go to Zumba with so-and-so, and you do yoga with so-and-so, and you play pickleball with so-and-so. But why not? I'm like, bro, I don't initiate none of these plans.
None of them.
That's the crazy thing. I don't initiate none of these plans.
None of them, bro. Maybe once in a blue moon. I'm like, you know what? I'm in the mood to do. Let me hit up some.
It's
people.
So rare.
It's rare.
It's so rare.
Some people hit you like the day of. Like the day of, I might be like, yo, what you want to do tonight? I'll be like, you know what? All right, bet. I got some work done. I'll step out. But what hurts me sometimes, if it's not an important event, when they hit you up like a week or 2 weeks before, mm-hmm. and you're like, fuck. Sometimes I don't want to commit to it. And then sometimes I'm like, all right, I said no like the past four times. I'll commit to this one. And then the week goes by and the day comes and I'm like,
you just don't want to do it. You just don't want
to
do it.
I do not want to go to this.
I feel that. I just don't want to do this.
I suck at, if it's not super important, I suck at committing to something like too far in advance.
I don't like doing that at all.
I do not.
Just tell people.
Like I say, if it's like, you know, a graduation or special birthday event, something, you know, special like that. But mm-hmm. if it's just like, yo, like brunch in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm the worst.
I don't want to commit to drinking in 2 weeks.
Like, I actually think brunch is the worst thing to commit to.
I want
to
see how I'm feeling
exactly.
that day.
Exactly. My idea outing is I have dinner. I go to the bar around 9:30. We drink for a couple hours like responsible adults. I'm in the house by no later than midnight, and I go to sleep.
Saying please and thank you to ChatGPT.
Bro, what are we talking about right now? What are we talking about?
So I saw this online, right? Uh-huh. People put this in a thread, and guess what? I'm guilty.
Do you say please?
I don't say thank you. I say, please. I say please.
I say please. I don't say thank you.
I don't say thank you. I'd be like, say I need a list of instructions. I'd be like, can you please give a list of blah, 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 blah. But I don't be like, I don't say thank you.
Bro, but, what?
What? Yo, I saw something though. They were like, when AI takes over the world, they're going to pick the people who said please and thank you first to be their companions.
Just no.
And everybody who was rude to ChatGPT, they're like, they're done.
We're cooked. I'm telling y'all right now. We're the last generation.
I said please and thank you though.
We are.
You have to say hi. You can't just ask for stuff. You have to say hi.
Oh, yeah, I'm cooked. When they come to wipe us out, I'm going first.
Oh yeah, I say hi, chat.
I get straight to it. I need this. Matter of fact, I want to see what the last thing I asked them was actually, because now I'm curious. It was probably something stupid. The last thing I asked ChatGPT was the best way to remove gauze that's stuck on my raspberry.
Yo, that shit hurts though. When it gets so all fuzzy. Bad.
It's still on there right now. I wish I could show the camera to the crazy spot. ChatGPT was no help, basically. So
yeah, I'm not saying please, say hi.
Bro, I'm not saying hi. I'm not saying please.
Say hi,
they
bro.
Basically said, oh, we'll just warm it up with water, which I showered first, didn't work, and just peel off gently. No yeah. shit, peel off gently. You, don't peel off nice. On dry skin. What are we talking
you
about?
You gotta get detailed, though. Sometimes they don't have the answer right away.
I'm gonna ask again later tonight.
No, you have to. You gotta start a. It's a conversation. That's bro, why you start up saying,
"I need this gone by tonight." Because if not, we're gonna go into day two.
Bro,
of this.
I'm at the point now with my chat. Like, I say hi, chat to everyone, and they start out. They say, "Hi, how are you?" With a little smiley face. We upgraded to emojis now. All right, we're gonna get a little bit deep to end it.
Oh, brother.
Pause. So, number one, comparing your life to random people.
I just don't care about people. Like, I don't give a shit about other people like that. My life is dope.
Have you ever done it?
I do dope shit.
Have you ever done it subconsciously?
No. I'm naturally, I feel like everything, this is just how I am. I feel like everything is competition. So in that aspect, yes, I do compare my life to other people. I like to see how I match up to other people, specifically other men, men my age, men in my demographic. Naturally, it's just how I do. And not necessarily in a negative way, just on some like, am I clicking right now where I want to be in my life? Now, the comparing life on some like, oh, I wish I was like him. Like,
oh,
brother, no. I'm sorry. Like, even celebrities, like other podcasters, other people in like, now, do I admire some people?
Mm-hmm.
Do I take like, notes on how certain people move 100% because I'm like, okay, but as far as like I don't know anyone that I was like, yeah, I would want to change my life with that person.
Oh no, yeah, that's too extreme, primarily with social media. But say you're just scrolling and like there's been times like you admire someone and you're like, man, like, you know, I kind of want to get like that inspired me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, man, I want to trade my life with that person.
Correct.
Or I'm less of a person, or I'm not doing as well because that person is doing that. It's just like a little boost, like, damn. Like, okay.
And I'm going to be real. I'm gonna piggyback on that. It's not even so much on some like his lifestyle or what he has or what they, a lot of times it's like their character. Like,
yeah. It's never like materialistic stuff.
Like, I love the way he interacts with his wife and his kids. Like, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I one of my very close friends, and I haven't told him this, but he has a wife and a kid, and the way he interacts with his wife and his kid, it's like, okay, like that's what I want. Like, that's the household mm-hmm. that I want. Do I want to trade lives with him? No, I want to create that for myself. I don't care about how much money you have, about how much cars you have. I can go get those things for myself. But mm-hmm. it's like how you treat people, how other people receive you. That's another thing. And it's like, okay, a lot of people gravitate to this person. A lot of people like you. Every time you're not around, people talk well about you. Those yeah. are things that it's like I strive to be. I don't. Like, so it's never like I want your life thing.
Yeah. I mean, even with this podcast, like, we have a platform, so that's what I want to be known as. I don't want people to look at me like, man, I want all these followers and all this stuff and all this whatever and this lifestyle. Like, I don't want to be looked at like that. Like, I want to be looked at like, okay, this is a real authentic space. These guys have fun, you know. Maybe you're a little bit down in life about something, whatever, like, you know, how can I be a better person? How can I improve on this? How can I, like you said, have better character? Like, I don't know. That's the problem. It's really just social media. People just look at, because people post their highlights. So they look at all this material Correct. Stuff. They look at, just like we said with the stories, like they're, oh, this flexing while I'm at this restaurant. But really, I go to this restaurant once a year. And like, and then the other person's like, man, I wish I could go do that. That person yeah. went to that restaurant one time this year.
Yeah, I like people. I like people. And to, again, on that, I like when people are, like, there's this guy on my Instagram, and he posts himself biking every morning. And it's like, I don't care at all about biking, but the fact that he's up 6:30 every morning and he's on his bike and he just loves it and that's what he's posting, it's like, I love that. And I love that he's enjoying himself. He's mm-hmm. not trying to create some like fake image of like that's what I enjoy. I'm someone that gets up and does the things that I enjoy doing every day. Like, I have hobbies that I enjoy every day, and he's enjoying his hobby. Like, that's the content I like seeing. So
yeah, for sure. So the last one we're gonna finish with is giving advice that you don't even follow. And I'll speak on that one first. I have not done this very often, but I have done it before. I can't give it a specific example of the advice that I gave that I didn't follow, but I think naturally humans can be hypocritical. And I don't intentionally give... If someone asks for advice, I try to give, quality advice that I would follow. But... it's not till later you're like, man, I remember I gave that person that advice. Or even like talking on the podcast, I remember I said something on the podcast that I usually wouldn't do. And then, damn, here I am doing it. And it's not something I continuously do, but like, damn, I caught myself. I'm a hypocrite.
I feel that. I feel like... No, I can't even say that. I was gonna say I feel like most people know right from wrong, and they can kind of distinguish the correct choices to make from the wrong choices to make. Mm-hmm. But then I realize a lot of people lack common sense, and then a lot of people are not great with discernment. But I get what you're saying. I do feel like a lot of the times I feel like I know what the right thing is to do and what the wrong thing is to do. Yeah. And if I could advise myself, if I could get out my body and advise myself, do this because this is the right thing, I probably go against that advice sometimes.
I've never say if you asked me for advice right now, I wouldn't give you advice knowing I don't follow it. Yeah. It's just more so like, damn, 2 weeks ago I gave Eli that advice and here I am doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Or doing the complete opposite. Anyways, go check out all all that good stuff. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all the audio. Anything you want to hear, we really want to keep encouraging this. Anything you want to hear or see us do, this is an open space. So just shoot us a DM on the Instagram page or email us. Whatever you want. We're going to keep the vibes going. Now you can press the green button. Peace.